You are Mr. Hyman Proper.
That's right.
All right. And this is 3210 Joe Hammer Square.
Square.
All right. Now, the first question, Mr. Proper, is to tell me about your home in Europe. What country did you come from?
I forgot the name already because I'm not so young. What is it? Mrs. What? What is your
Rosner.
Oh, Mrs. Rosner. Mrs. Rosner, you know, I came over in 1906. That's 63 years. I was a young boy. Now I'm an old man. Now, Bobby, what did you want to know? What did you ask?
What country did you come from?
I came from Austria.
From Austria?
It was Austria. After when Hitler got in power, they made it Galicia.
Mm-hmm.
But by right, I was born in Austria.
What was it? Was there a town that you lived in?
No, I lived on a farm. My daddy had a farm.
What was the nearest town?
Well, the nearest town, I could tell you, but I wouldn't know how to spell it. Do you understand? Well, it was spelled, you know what I mean? And we used to go to Hager, I believe you know, to send by a person.
That's
now with Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I would know how to spell it.
That's all right, don't worry. But you lived on a farm, your father?
Well, it was just, you know, like a small farm, you know what I mean? Really, it wasn't a big farm, it was like in a village, you understand.
Do you remember the kind of house you lived in? Do you
remember
Sure,
I remember
house?
It was a frame house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a frame house.
The one story, two story?
But, no, we only had one story.
One story. Do you remember how many rooms were in the house?
No. Really, 63 years, that's pretty
it's a long hard. Time, I that's know.
What, well, I believe, now I could only, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be sure, I believe I had a kitchen and a bedroom. Two rooms. That's a lot. In a garret up there where we kept it.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Oh yeah, I had three. I had three brothers. They're not living. I'm the only one living. And I had five sisters. But three sisters were born before I was born. One got burned up with the kerosene, and the other one had to kill the oldest sister.
So how many are living now?
I'm the only survivor.
You're the only one of all the brothers
of all
and sisters.
The brothers and sisters.
Were the brothers older than you?
No, I'm the oldest one.
You were the oldest one.
That's all right. Right.
The house in Austria on the farm, you remember living in this house from the time, as far back as you can remember?
As far back, I'll tell you the truth.
How old were you when you came to this country?
I was 19 years old, more than 20.
Now, they asked, what kind of work did you do? Your father, you say, had the farm.
Well, it wasn't really a farm, Mrs. So it was just like a little farm, like, you know, we had a couple cows and so forth.
Well, did he work at anything else?
My daddy?
Yeah.
No.
What did you do?
I didn't do a thing. See, listen, I was sitting and drinking cream and this and that. That's all I was doing. And I used to go out. I'll tell you, my daddy, as far back as I... He used to travel, you understand? He was buying things like in selling something. I was the oldest, the son. Well, the sisters were older, those two. But I used to go with him. He used to take me to the big cities, you understand? Mm-hmm. But I didn't do a thing, you know. So that's all I could tell you.
What language was spoken in your house?
In my house, Jewish, yes. Plain Jewish.
Right. What kind of schooling did you have?
Well, I had schooling in Hebrew, you understand, and then Polish.
All right, now, did you go to two separate schools? Did you go, like, to the Cheder?
To the Cheder, that's right. That's right. And to the school, when it was Polish, you see, the rabbi, he knew Polish too, you understand? So he was taught me Jewish and Polish.
The Polish wasn't the language that was spoken by
no.
the people around there.
Well, it was by Gentile. We were the only... I remember my dad's, my granddaddy, no, I mean, we were the only, well, there was three Jewish people in that town where I was, where I came from.
Do you remember the synagogue?
No means. It was, you know, how far the synagogue was where I was born, like from here, I wouldn't exaggerate, like from here to Philadelphia, maybe. I can't remember. Yeah, and I don't lie, because there's nothing here important. There's no penalty.
Do you remember if you had friends that weren't Jewish?
Oh, yeah.
You had?
A lot of friends that weren't Jewish.
Did the Gentiles, did they get along good with the Jewish families?
That's right.
Do you remember if you or if your father belonged to any political organization? Like,
well, my father, I'll be truthful with you. My father was like in politics, you know what I mean? And I had a big pull in court, you know, because he was an interpreter too, you know, when it came, you know what I mean? He spoke German. I used to speak German too, but I forgot it. It was someone in this country. So he was, whenever they need them for an interpreter, you know, the Polish people, they used to call on my dad. And the court was pretty far away too, because, you know, I was from a little country town. It was, well, I don't know how many miles, like from here maybe to Scranton, PA.
All right. But you don't know if there was any particular political party, like, there was the Zionist Party. And there was the Socialist Party.
Well, this I wouldn't really.
But this, and you weren't. You
no.
Had nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
All right. Was do you think that the government at that time was good or bad for the Jews?
The government was just, you know, my daddy had just as much right as the Gentile. It was no difference, you know. I'll tell you, because if you know about it, because I guess, you know, our king was Franz Josef, you know what I mean? So, he, you know, a Jew was to him just like a Gentile, and they treat us just like people.
So it, wasn't, like, so it wasn't like in Russia where...
By no means.
Okay.
By no means.
Did you hear talk of America when you
If I heard the talk about America, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Did people talk that it was...
They would all tell you, because we lived right like this house, the next house, there was Gentile people, you know, Polish people, and I used to go there. So I remember when the men went to this country, they made a whole party to invite me. Daddy was not home, so I went there and I said goodbye to him and so forth.
Why did you leave?
I'll tell you why I left. Now, in our country, when you were 21, you were supposed to go to the army. See if you're fit. I know I was fit. So, and then I didn't want to go. And daddy, in special, my mom was religious, you know. My daddy wasn't so religious, you see, but mom was far away from her daddy. So on account of that, I says, everybody goes to the United States, I want to go to there. He says, all right, if you insist. Of course, I didn't want me to go. Mom and dad, I insisted. I said, all right, you don't want to stay home. So you go.
Did you have a definite place to come to? Did you?
Oh, yeah. I came to a second cousin.
Oh. Here in Pittsburgh?
Here in Pittsburgh.
All right. Did you come by yourself?
I came by myself.
Were you part of any group? Now, there were, sometimes there were,
I was not
with people. Oh, but he didn't come.
I didn't.
You came by yourself.
I came just by myself.
How did you get to where you took the boat from your town? How did you,
The boat?
Yeah.
You know where I come? There wasn't even trains. This I can recall, how I took the boat to come to the United States. I know I took the boat. It took pretty long. It took, I believe, about 14 days.
Do you remember how you traveled from your town, from your farm?
Yeah, by train.
By train.
Absolutely, by train.
When you were on the boat, do you remember what class? Were you second?
Yes, I can. I know it wasn't the first class.
No. All
right. This I know for sure.
Did anybody meet you when you landed? Where did the boat land? In New York? Do you remember? Some of them came into New York, some came into Philadelphia.
No, I believe the boat landed in New York. Mm-hmm. I believe so, I'm not certain.
Did anybody meet you?
They met me when I came by train, you know, from New York. So my cousin, my second cousin, was a lady. She met me.
Do you remember if you brought anything with you to this country? I'm sure you brought some clothes.
Clothes? That's the only thing. Money, I didn't have any left. No.
Did you have any papers? Did you have a birth certificate from...
Well, it's so many years, I don't think I learned this. I haven't got it now. I must have had it, you know what I mean.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Exactly. Well, in Jewish, my name is Chaim, if you know. Mm-hmm. Well, there you can, you know, so I changed it the day after I know.
But the last name?
Oh, the last name was spelled exactly like I spell it here,
That's
a whole history.
Yeah.
It's a whole history, I'm going to tell you. All right.
I have more believers.
Do you remember what first impressed you when you came to this country?
I'll tell you the truth. The only thing what it was, I came, you know, from a small town, like from a farm to Pittsburgh, you know what I mean? That's the only thing.
It was a big city. Now, when you came to Pittsburgh, you say you came to your second cousin.
That's right.
Did you stay with the cousin?
Well, I stood for a while, not very long, you know what I mean.
Did you get a job? Did you go to school here?
I used to go to night school a little bit, you know what I mean, because our writing in Polish, you know what I mean, it's just like, so I learned pretty fast in night school.
Did you work? Did you?
Oh, I was sure. I didn't live on my good looks.
What kind of work did
you do? Well, I had 1,000 different jobs, and I'll be truthful. Mm-hmm. Well, the most of my work was in pop factories, you know what I mean, what they make seltzer. But I had different kind of jobs because I didn't have any trade at home because I was 19 going on 20. I never done a day's work.
Were you satisfied with this country?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't disappointed to be here?
No, none but a... You don't think I missed my mom and my dad and my sisters, you know, that's all.
Now, let me see. Did you stay with the cousin, or did you move to another place? Do you remember you stayed for very long?
Oh, so many years, you know what I mean? That's really, I can recall, especially my memory is not so good. I stood for a while with my cousin, you know what I mean? And then I traveled, I'll tell you the truth, because I came about 3 years before one of my brothers. I had two brothers, you know, in New York. But they both passed away, and one brother I lost in the first world war, the youngest one. So I always used to take trips from Pittsburgh to New York.
Do you remember, this is, I don't know,
you could ask me anything.
I'll ask
I would like to.
Do you remember, like, how much money maybe you earned on these jobs when you first came to this country?
Well, not very much, I'll be truthful.
No.
In
sure.
those days, I can't even recall, you understand, the most I earned is around about $30 a week. I came over in
1960,
you know,
I don't think you make $30 when I was married with him. You can imagine how it's
you never knew me.
Yeah, well, how can you make this phone call and I married to you, you
make
$30?
No, you forget about that.
Do you remember if you used to work on Saturday or on Jewish holidays?
Well, on Saturdays I used to work, but not on those Yom Kippur, you know, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. I never did work.
Do you remember what kind of hours you worked? Do you think
well,
you worked long hours?
It was a short hours, mm-hmm. it was long hours, mm-hmm. but 9 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of trade union?
No, no,
you
didn't.
All right.
They didn't have many unions at that special, that union, the most that I work. No, I should not have unions now. I don't think they don't have unions.
After you were here for a few years, what kind of work did you finally do for most of your life?
Well, the most, since I came, the most of my life, I've done a lot of things. I worked in those pulp factories, mm-hmm. where they can make pulp. Filler, you understand.
Now, did you ever go to the Yiddish theater here in Pittsburgh?
Never.
You never did?
Never.
Did you ever go to concerts or?
Never.
All right.
I was never in my young days. I was never to go. I like mm-hmm. to just stay around the house and take a little walk, you know, this and that.
Do you remember any of the Pittsburgh newspapers? Do you remember any of the newspapers?
You mean the Jewish news?
Either one.
Well, I use my eyes now, not so good. I used to read the Pittsburgh Press every mm-hmm. day, but mm-hmm. now I miss it. I mm-hmm. can't see good.
Did you go to any synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'll be truthful. Not very much.
Okay.
Not very much. I don't want to lie out and see because whoever
yeah.
let me out, because they're not going to put me in jail, and they're not
yeah.
going to give me anything, I like to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Whatever I could answer, because I don't know if it means something or it doesn't mean anything.
Did you join any organizations here in this country?
No.
Okay. Now, when you were a young man, when you first came here,
yeah.
was there any special places where you went just to have a good time, you know, for
no.
Recreation?
No.
Or to meet young people?
No.
No.
Yes, I got to, I don't know.
Okay. Well, the next question here is, how did you meet people during your first 4 or 5 years here in Pittsburgh?
Well, you see, a good many years ago, you know what I mean, we used to live, even my second cousin, they used to live on Robert Street,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know it,
mm-hmm.
now there's all color there.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, when I married her, we used to live right in that section around Center Avenue, Wiley Avenue. It was nice for Jewish
mm-hmm.
people.
And so you met people
that's
in,
right, that's
in the neighborhood?
Right. That's right.
Okay. Did the rest of your family, any of your family come here to Pittsburgh?
No.
None of them did?
Only two brothers. That's all.
Well, they came to New York.
To New York.
But none of them came to Pittsburgh.
Not to Pittsburgh.
And the rest of your family stayed in Europe.
That's right.
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah, I am.
They want to know, how did you acquire your citizenship? Well, you got it on your own. See, some people came and got it through their father. Of course, you came yourself.
Okay, that's right. All right. I got my
number. Do you remember when you first voted?
I'll tell you, I voted this election when they elected the president.
Yeah.
I voted. Well, because I don't have to, you know my politics, so I vote for it, I could tell you.
They want to know not so much your politics
important?
Now, but in those days.
I was always a Democrat.
Okay.
Always.
All right. Why?
Well, nothing. I believe the Democrats are better than the Republicans. Mm-hmm. It's my belief. I don't know.
Were you ever active in the Democratic Party?
What?
Did you ever work for the party?
No.
No. Okay. Now, when did you first meet your wife? Do you remember?
We met at that age, 51 years in April.
51?
Yes.
So you met her not long after you came to this country?
Oh, a few years, I think, exactly. You know.
But you met her here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
Right. You didn't know her from...
No, I didn't know her from...
Can you guess about how old you were when you met her or when you got married? How old were you when you got married?
I was 20 years old.
20.
20.
Oh, 30.
That's right.
Okay. Do you remember how old you were when you got married?
I was 20.
You were 20. Do you remember the date you got married?
Well, my date, when I got married,
You remember the year? Oh, you say you're married 51 years.
Yeah.
And you got married here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know each other for a long time before you got married? Or
not very long.
Not very long.
Not very long.
All right. Now, your marriage, I suppose, was not arranged by other people.
No.
If you had stayed in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been arranged by somebody for you? In Europe, did they do that?
Well, in Europe, it's a different story altogether than there is in the United States. Now, I don't know if you understand Jewish, because I could speak Jewish pretty good. I could speak English, of course, I guess fair. So, we have a shot when they call matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the way they match up, you know, a girl and a couple.
Did you know anybody, say anybody in your family or close friends that married someone who wasn't Jewish?
No.
of your family did. How would you have felt? Would that have been a shocking thing?
It would be.
Yeah.
That would really be unshocking to me.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you have children?
I have two children. I have a son and a daughter.
Now, they want to know what kind of schooling did your children...
Well, I'll tell you. My son finished high school, so did my daughter finish high school. They didn't go to college.
All right. Did either of them have a Jewish education?
Not very much.
No, the boy, Bar Mitzvah.
He was Bar Mitzvah. Now, you'll think this is a silly question.
I don't know. You go ahead and let him, but silly.
They want to know. Well, some of them think silly.
That's right.
They want to know, do you think that,
yes,
that you raised your children different than the way you were raised?
Well, let's come down to the point. Now, I'm not too religious, you understand? My son is different, you know, I'm just like my daddy. My son used to bother me, Dad, let's go to a show, you know what I mean, and this and that. He lives in New York. I says, now listen, I says, you know your dad. I
want
to that. But once a... Now, wait a minute. You want to answer your questions?
Go ahead.
So, but now he's not a not so religious, but no, my grandson is going to be Bar Mitzvah now in June. This is the whole history of the
They just want. I want to be sure I have everything
That's
down.
Right.
For you. Your age?
My age is I'll be 82 years old on the 10th of May.
All right. And you came to this country in 1906? Is that what you said?
No, that's right. That's right. That's
all
right. Right.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's
good. That's wonderful.